And just allowing the body to move or stretch a little if that feels good. Maybe rolling the neck gently forward if that feels nice. And if it feels okay in allowing the eyes to close gently, you can also leave them open if you prefer. And allowing a sense of warmth, a sense of kindness to come to mind, to come into the body. Not needing to feel any specific sensations, simply opening to the attitude and intention of loving kindness. And bringing a smile to the mouth, allowing the corners of the mouth to turn upwards. And feeling that smile radiate through your head, your face. And through your whole body, as if you were smiling with your whole body. The whole body smiling. Bringing to mind now. Someone or a being that you find easy to love. It could be a close friend or family member, a deity, a pet. Best if it's not a romantic partner, that can get a little complicated sometimes. Someone who you find easy to love. Real or imaginary, living or dead. And notice their soft, caring gaze washing over you. Feeling their warm wishes for you rippling through your body. And welcoming these words from them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Receiving these positive sentiments from them. Genuine, heartfelt, warm wishes for you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. Maybe peaceful. Maybe loved. And reflecting these positive sentiments towards yourself now, saying to yourself, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be loved. And if there's any resistance to these sentiments, there's a part of you that feels that this kind of self-care is unwelcome or undeserved, then holding that too with the attitude and intention of loving kindness. Welcoming any inner resistance with an open heart. Saying to yourself again, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be loved. Bringing to mind now somebody who you have a neutral relationship with, perhaps a neighbor you don't really know, or someone who delivers your mail or works in a local shop that you see sometimes, or that's someone you notice walking the dog in your area. Not too important who it is. Choose someone who you've got a neutral relationship with. Let's choose somebody. Bring them to mind. And seeing them vividly in front of you, saying to them, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Wishing them well, sincerely. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Bringing to mind now somebody with whom you have a difficult relationship. Well, there's some stress or tension or unpleasant feeling in the relationship right now. Not someone who evokes strong trauma for you, but perhaps a friend that you've had a falling out with, or a work colleague who you don't see eye to eye. Someone that's just been annoying you a bit recently. And choosing someone specific where there's some difficulty in the relationship, but not someone who evokes a sense of trauma for you. and imagining them as an innocent child in their early years, being aware that they didn't have the perfect upbringing. That at times love was withheld from them, that they felt unsafe in their environment. Perhaps at times they experienced deep hardship in those early formative years. But whatever their experience, saying to this innocent child, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. I'm bringing to mind now their adult version or their present version, whom you have some difficulty with. Saying to this person, may you be free from fear. May you be free from envy. May you be free from greed. May you be free from hatred. And may you be free from ill will. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. And finally, bringing to mind your great, 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 great grandchild, or that of a close family member or friend, if you may not have one yourself. 7 generations from now, about 200 years in the future, a little more maybe. Seeing this young child, their bright eyes, saying to them, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be safe, may you be peaceful, may you be loved. May you have a loving, caring family that looks after you unconditionally. May you have abundant access to safe, clean drinking water, to wholesome nutrition, wholesome education, and wholesome healthcare. May this be the norm for your generation. your peers, all the young children around the world. May you live on a planet with increasingly clean oceans and rivers, increasingly clean air, and an abundance of natural life, living with increasing well-being. May you live in a world where humans are in harmony with technology, where humans are in harmony with nature, where nature is in harmony with technology. Whilst loving kindness may not be the prime virtue that's appropriate for all cultures and all civilizations now and in the future, let it be a guide for us now to help us take the next step. And move forward with a little more ease and a little more wisdom. For the well-being of ourselves and others. And in your own time, I invite you to allow your eyes to open and they're closed. Again, listening to the body, feel free to stretch or move or wriggle or shake or drink.